I'm Andrew.
And I'm Chris. We're the hosts of True Believers, a comic book podcast, our weekly show about all things comics.
Welcome to episode 39 of True Believers. Last week, we took a break, but this week, we watched Constantine, the City of Demons, directed by Doug Murphy, starring Matt Ryan as John Constantine.
Okay, so how did you feel about the movie?
I actually enjoyed this movie. I think some parts of it are kind of, you know, slow and whatever, but overall, I think it's a really good movie.
I thought it was okay. I do have a problem with it, though. The guy who plays Constantine, right, is Matt Ryan, who plays him in, like, the Arrowverse and stuff. And he's played him in a lot of the animated movies. But here's the thing. We actually live in the UK now. So I noticed something. I never thought about the fact that he was from Liverpool until, like, 2 weeks ago. And I was, like, listening to Matt Ryan as Welsh. I looked him up because I was like, where's this accent coming from? Like, what is he doing? Because he does not sound like a Scouser. He sounds like he's got the drama school voice. I was like, this doesn't make sense, especially because Constantine isn't refined. I call him the trash bag wizard because, you know.
He's trash and he's a wizard.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So I just thought it was so funny that, like, now I have a cultural touchstone where I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I don't like this.
No, I actually did the exact same thing watching this because I never really picked up on the fact that he's from Liverpool.
But he said it a couple times and I was like,
I know my dumb American self was like, oh, British, it is what it is. But now that I'm here, it's like, it is not what it is, you know?
That's like if he was bold enough to be like, I'm from Manchester, you'd be like, huh?
Are you?
And you sound like that?
I know, but I never noticed that until this time. So I thought the exact same thing. That's so weird. All it took was us moving across the world.
Yeah, now we got some culture.
No, I think it's a good... Okay, what happened? I don't know. I just kind of skipped all over in my brain. But what I was going to say is, you know that part where they're in, like, the hell place and he's throwing humans into black and white movies?
That was funny as hell.
Dude, I was like, that's the most fucked up thing that I've ever seen. And imagine that really happening, like, in a live action or something. That shit's terrifying.
No, I keep telling them, listen, if you want a good Constantine movie, you need to call me, because the way I'm spend 2 months in Liverpool researching, just experiencing the people. I know two girls from Liverpool, shout out to them. So I don't think they're an accurate sample size. I need to meet the worst that Liverpool has to offer, the
pettiest people I could find.
Huh?
They said, so then you have to go even lower.
Then I'm going to take it a little bit lower. Then I'm going to spend 4 months hanging out with, I will spend 4 hours hanging out with people who do magic. And then I will have someone read a book by Aleister Crowley to me. I'm not going to make contact with the book. How about this? I'll have them read the book and then they'll take notes that are not detailed, and then I'll take notes based off of those notes, and then I'll burn their notes.
You're gonna be like looking up fucking, like, what is it called, like Audible or something.
No, that's too much now. Not too much. That's why, no, I said honestly, I'll have them read the
you read the synopsis and be like, that's good enough.
Yeah, not too much now, because once I read, what was that thing about the cat where we looked this man up? Because I don't even want to get into why we looked him up, but I was like, pardon? And then you're like, yeah, a guy, a cat. And I was like, wait, he had a cat?
I don't know. I don't remember that. That sounds like something that would happen, but.
It was something about sacrifices or something. And I blocked it out too. I just remember that he drank the blood of a cat. And this guy died, and that's why Crowley was, like, banned from Spain or something, or maybe France.
I vaguely remember that, because we were in your kitchen talking about this. Somehow we went down this rabbit hole, and we quickly hopped out of that rabbit hole.
Because we looked up He Who Must Not Be Named's Wikipedia page, because I told you, like, I was, like, looking up his Wikipedia page one day, because my friend made a joke about it, and I was like, oh my god, he really is a wizard. And then I immediately clicked out of it, and then I did the sign of the cross very poorly and prayed. And then I was like, see, look at his Wikipedia, he's a wizard. And then Andrew keeps scrolling down and he's like, oh my god, it said he follows this guy. And I was like, what? And then we started going down to that guy rabbit hole.
Oh, what was his name again? Alistair something?
Crowley. I remember that.
Alistair Crowley.
I would never have remembered the name except that I read this book called Carry On by Rainbow Rowell, and they use it as like a, not like a curse, or but like a curse, you know, it's like their little curse where they'd be like, this guy was like, Aleister Crowley, I'm living a charmed life. And I was like, that's such a weird exaltation. And then I just put it out of my mind because I was like, I don't care who that is. And then I just moved on.
And we ended up in this rabbit hole to find out this man is like I don't even want to call him a Satanist. I don't even know what he was. He was fucked up though.
Did he name his daughter? Because the name was something crazy. It was like Lilith, Bathsheba, Pentacle.
It was named after like the five different demons. And like this girl died when she was like 3 months or 3 years old. I can't remember exactly. But what the fuck? Just what the fuck?
One of them was like the name of the actual demon. Okay. So He Who Must Not Be Named actually, this is actually related to what we're talking about, because He Who Must Not Be Named actually created John Constantine for Swamp Thing, and the other people went on to write Hellblazer. One thing I didn't like about the movie, that's not about the movie itself, I don't like that the Constantine stuff is not called Hellblazer. I hate that they feel like they have to call it Constantine so it has the name recognition, because nobody knows who Constantine is. Like, he's in the cultural zeitgeist, but not really. It's like how people know who Harry Houdini is, but...
It's like, we all know the name, but we don't know the character. Yeah. I mean, we do, but, you know, normal people.
Yeah, so you could, honestly, you could just make a movie called Hellblazer. And the people who were going to watch it anyway, they're going to watch it. Because they don't know who the hell John Constantine is. They don't care. They're like, movie about a wizard.
And Keanu Reeves, you know, a lot of people don't like that one. So why would you name it after that again? Just because, you know, people don't like that. So people aren't going to see Constantine and be like, oh, okay. Unless you're like a comic
people
fan,
who don't
whatever,
like that are wrong. I don't get why people, why have we just decided as a culture that just because movies are bad, we shouldn't like them?
I don't know. You know my opinions on that, but.
You think that Keanu Reeves is fine too. And it's not bad.
I don't actually. You know, I don't like Keanu. No, I don't think he's attractive. I think he's a good actor. Let me fix that real quick.
Yeah, I was about to say, because America was going to hate you if you don't like Keanu Reeves.
Everyone I'm America. Keanu Reeves.
I thought it was, first of all, it reminded me of that comic book that you told me, or was it a movie that you told me you were watching where you were like an angel hopped up on Constantine and was like telling him her whole plan?
No, that was this movie.
That was this?
When I was, yeah, I started watching it and then I was like, oh my God, this is the movie that happened.
First of all, and then at the end when she was that old black man and she kissed him and... Like, I don't know what you call the spirit of a city, what pronouns you would use.
Goddess, I don't know.
Well, city she of didn't LA. Say that she likes to be called the Queen of Angels or whatever. I don't remember what name she gave, but old black man kissed him. He was like, I don't like old and wizened. She was like, I could show up with something nice and tight later. He was like, nah, if I'm going to get it on with any city, it's going to be London.
No, but that's still one of the funniest things that I've ever seen in my life is whenever in this movie, he meets her at the bar, her being the queen.
Well, no. Los you Angeles left out the angels. Fact that she's been following him through different people and she possessed a kid to headbutt him in the back. Yes, it is. That was funny.
She straight up kicked him in the back of the leg.
It was like, not a kick. It was a headbutt. That kid
either way. They meet him at the bar, right? And then she's like, telling him this plan and whatever. Meanwhile, getting undressed, just hopping on his dick, still talking.
No, not like, even then. He's like, follow me into the back. And then I'm like, what is going to happen in the back? I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, right in the public bathroom, fucking the Queen of Angels or whatever it is. That's lived in my mind forever.
Los Angeles in a public bed. You're nasty. But you know what that also reminded me of? Because, you know, also my favorite thing about Constantine, I like it when characters who are connected to like religion or theology, I like it when they're hoes. I don't know why. I just think it's amusing to me. Like,
because it's different.
I just think it's funny. But also, have you noticed that like Jesse Custer from Preacher, John Constantine, and Jesus Christ, they all have the same initials? I really hate that. I think it's amusing, but I hate that. And speaking of how John Constantine is,
it makes sense.
It does, because it's but it makes me wonder, like, were they intentionally being funny or did it just shake out like that? Because I didn't
I feel
consider
like it just shook out. Yeah,
I didn't consider it until I saw it written out and I was like, oh my God, both of these fools have the same initials as Jesus. And it's funny because, you know, in Preacher, you know, Jesse obviously meets Jesus and like God and stuff. And John Constantine meets every devil he possibly can. Also,
he's a regular with
Lucifer. So also speaking of people that he slept with, why did he sleep with Los Angeles? That was so, I was like, who wrote this? Why did you write this? It's funny, don't get me wrong, but she was like, yes. This city. And she's like, it was like when Starfire is like, she's like, oh, Tamaranians exchange language through lip contact. I was like, okay. But she is giving him the whole backstory. He is having visions, seeing memories. He's like, oh my God, you're the collective consciousness of Los Angeles. And I'm like, you got that from the back of the coochie?
Yeah, yes, that's where they keep them secrets. You know what I mean?
You heard it here, folks. If you want to know some real secrets, you better knock the back of that cervix.
There it is. But you know, I've been wanting to, you know, I said I was going to read this one, but I didn't because I'm fake. No, I was going to say, I wonder if that actually happened in the story, because this is based off of the story too, you know, but I didn't read it because I'm fake.
I don't want to say far behind in Hellblazer, because I every time I get annoyed and stop reading comic books, I start back and then I start reading Hellblazer again, but then I start reading Hellblazer from the beginning. So I've read the entire messed up beginning.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is just a one-off. I don't think it has anything to do with the continuation of Hellblazer. No.
The thing with the little girl, that's straight from Hellblazer.
Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I just thought it was like just this one-off thing. I didn't do any research at all. Just vibes, as usual.
No, it's just a pretty solid movie. it's animated, which I like. I think DC, their animated movies honestly cannot be touched. That's one of those things that they will never get eclipsed on, because no other comic book company, or like no other comic book setup, has the same level of animated content, because it just doesn't do the same thing. Like, you know, DC, they could put out 57 movies. They don't be trying to make them connect. They just like, yeah, we got this John Constantine movie, and it might have the same actor, but they don't have nothing to do with this Justice League Dark. It don't have nothing to do with this. Oh yeah, we got him in another universe. We got 17 different art styles. We got 57 different casts, as they should. Just keep going.
Just, they're having fun with it. And I do really, really like this animation style that they have. I think they're doing it for some other movies too, the same animation style, but I really enjoy it. It's like, I don't even know how you describe it, you know, but it's enjoyable and it makes sense. And like, everything is so fluid. It's good.
One thing I don't like, though, I don't like that all of Constantine's female associates, they all have on these like sexy outfits. I don't like that. They don't ever even be hot. Like in the last Justice League Dark movie that we watched together, actually, Zatanna had on such an ugly outfit, but it was like a sexy, ugly outfit. That pissed me off. That's even worse. Not even just that it's like gratuitously sexy, it's like ugly too. Why?
What's the purpose? It makes sense for like the demon and, you know, the angel, because why not? If you can be sexy, why not? But
it doesn't make sense just because they're ugly.
I actually kind of like the nurse one. I don't know who that nurse is, because I'm not as familiar with Constantine as you are, but I actually like the nurse outfit for like a demon. You're just gonna have purple nurse / sexy, whatever you're trying to do there.
I have a sexy nurse related trauma.
I am completely unshocked by that.
Okay, it's really stupid. A couple years ago, it was Halloween-ish. And have you ever had one of those moments where you're like, I want to die? I tripped and fell. Like, me and this girl, we like crashed into each other. I tripped and fell. So she's flat on her back. And I'm just like, and I'm flat on my back too. But guess where my back is flat on?
On her.
On her stomach. Yeah. And so my head is right in between her boobs. I don't know how we got tangled up like this. Like, I literally just crashed into this girl, and I, getting up, she was so tall. This is how it happened, actually. She was so tall. She like patted me on the head like I was a kid. She's like, you okay? And I was like, ooh, what's next? Are you gonna call me Squirt? Like,
yeah, you just gotta go home after that. I don't know about that one.
I was on my way home. That's the thing. Like, this happened at the end of my night. I had,
she's like, you all right, pal?
She was like, oh, you all good? I was like, my head has been, you've cradled my head. Ew. I was so mad. Oh, like, I can't even just be mad. It was awkward and traumatic. I was like, And this is why they say your brain's not fully done growing until you're like in your mid-20s, because that was such a, like, why am I still so embarrassed by that? Why is that like a core memory for me, where I'm like, to where I avoid all sexy nurse costumes? I don't, first of all, I only dress up like superheroes and comic book characters anyway, but like, if I even,
it would have been fine.
I gotta go.
No, it would have been fine if she didn't pat you on the head, because that was just embarrassing.
It was it was embarrassing.
We all know that you're not that tall.
First of all,
we don't have to like disrespect you.
It was already embarrassing once we were straightened up, cause just because we were both flat on our back, but my back was flat on her stomach. I was like, what's going on?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, like I'm saying, it would have been just fine until she pats you on the head. And now I'm mad because it's like, don't touch me after that. Like, not like this.
We could have just laughed that off, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think this movie was good overall. It's long. Like, it's an hour and 30 minutes, but it felt longer because it's so slow. That's
because you were watching it as a movie, but it's a three-part miniseries.
Is it? I thought this was just its regular movie.
Nope. I looked it up because I was like, oh, it's kind of long. Three-part miniseries. That's why there's three. They have the typical three-act structure. Yeah, because it's a miniseries.
Huh. I don't know if they made like a show out of it or something later on. Maybe they did it before. I don't really know. But it's like five episodes.
Episodes.
Yeah, no, they have a new one. I don't know. I was like, maybe I should watch this if it's good, but I really don't know. If I find free time, maybe. Oof, child. I don't know. It was an enjoyable movie overall, though. I can't say nothing bad about it. It was enjoyable. The story's fun.
I can. I told you what my bad thing was, because how the hell are you from Liverpool?
That's fine. We didn't notice until this point, so they've been getting away with it.
I don't watch any of the Arrowverse stuff, and I thought it was funny the last time I watched one of those Justice League Dark movies, but I just kind of let it go, because I didn't watch the Constantine show. I was like, I'm not interested.
They have a Constantine show?
That's how he got the job, because Matt Ryan was playing Constantine. It came out in like 2015. It ran from like 2015 to 2016, and then it got canceled, and then he ended up on Legends of Tomorrow. And then he's like one of those people where they're like, this is what the fans want. But I'm like, the fans didn't even watch his show to keep it on. So how do we really know that this is what the fans... Like, I'm not even trying to knock this man, though, you know. G-Money, you know I'm not trying to knock one of your countrymen, because I know you listen to the podcast. I was just like, y'all didn't even watch him, though.
Yeah, literally. How? Yeah.
People are like, this is what the fans want. The fans didn't watch the show. I feel like, what is it, Soul Food, where she's like, F the family. I let the family into my house, and the family F my husband. Faith.
Well, maybe it's like, hey, you know, they just canceled Tandy and Tyrone on us for no reason, even though people were watching it.
No, they canceled Tandy and Tyrone on us because of some whole behavior. Just because they wanted to start up their little MCU or whatever. First of all, I would trade the entire MCU to have Cloak and Dagger back. There's nothing that they have to offer me that is on the same level as what I lost.
I mean, you're about to get your Young Avengers.
And I didn't want that. First of all, they're not kids. They're not kids. That's the thing. The youngest of them were like 17 when the original run of Young Avengers was like the youngest people left alive, because some of them did die. But they were like 17, and then they got older. So I'm like, why do we have that girl from the Babysitter's Club playing America Chavez? Like, that's... I have that question on multiple levels, but it's just funny to me because she's a kid. I'm like, I promise you, from Jump Street, America Chavez has never been a kid.
I feel like America Chavez has always been like in her solid 20s.
No, she started like 20 out to like, 25. Like young teen, not young teen, like older teen, I think like 19, stepping on the block. But yeah, she's grown. She's an adult.
Yeah, she's always been older. She's not like 17, 16, 15. She's none of that. Ever since I've seen her, maybe there's something I missed. Who knows?
You didn't miss nothing. Like, she had an ongoing that kind of went into her backstory, because, you know, she's from like that lesbian paradise, and her parents don't laugh.
It's funny because it's
it
true.
Really is lesbian paradise. I don't know, but yeah.
There's not much else to say. Good movie. I'd recommend it to people. If you want to, you know, sit there for an hour and a half and watch Constantine, it's very good.
One thing I got to say, I did love how Constantine act like it's 2002, because he really did try and smoke everywhere. Like, he lit up at every opportunity. He was in restaurants. He was in stores. People was like, he was like, damn, mind your business.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, how does John Constantine remember all these spells if he drinks as much as he does? Because... Man, I tell you, my brain would have been dead. Like,
child, way, I do some of my best work when I'm drunk.
That doesn't mean you remember it, you know? Not when you drink like he does. He drinks to black out. Can't even blame him, though. Like, imagine half the shit that he lives through.
I mean, we saw some of it.
Yeah, if I wake up and little demon versions of myself are running around, I'm going back to sleep.
First of all, the way I wouldn't even acknowledge it, yeah, I'm gonna roll back over and be like, do what y'all gonna do.
I'm not fucking with the little demon thing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just, it's like in Detective Pikachu. Remember when that gas got let out and he got attacked by those apoms? That would have been me. Except I would have fell asleep. What they gonna do? Be my ass? Okay, they was gonna do that anyway. This way, I'm stress-free.
Yeah. I'm not fixing to fight a demon. Like, are you kidding me? It could never be me.
At first, I'm not fighting a demon. A demon version of myself at that? You better get the hell on somewhere. Kick rocks.
Exactly. Not even just one. There was at least dozens 50. Of them. Like, fuck.
He threw one off of him, and it exploded. And I was like, ugh. They're not even sturdy.
Yeah, exactly. It just hit the wall and exploded in some blood everywhere. It's like, I'm not about to mess up my place either.
Get
take this outside.
Get out. Honestly, get out.
Literally. And that's how, like, the movie starts. There's, like, one or two scenes before that. Not important, but...
So, in the way I just would have been like, get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
Yeah, I'm really not about to fuck with a demon version of myself.
Mm-mm. Bro, imagine it. Imagine if the evil version of yourself has like drive, ambition, and motive, and they're like, I'm gonna take over the world. I'd be like, I ain't there. Shit, am I supposed to start? Am I trying to stop you? Or because I'm really trying to figure out what that got to do with me.
Literally, like, bitch, I'm tired. You go take over the world. Like, we can do this together once I wake up.
First of all, if you're gonna take over the world, can you please start by robbing banks? Because I could use some money.
Literally, right? Come on. See, that's the problem. This is why we can't make demon versions of ourselves.
Why we should never get any superpowers. Because if I could do magic like John Constantine, first of all, I'm an incredibly negative person. I'm using it to terrorize people. And second of all, I'm gonna use it to get money. I don't know what the scam would be, but there would be some kind of scam. I might not even do anything too much. I might just go blow up ATMs.
That's all you need, right? Like, I just need to blow up one or two ATMs. I don't even know what my power is, but I'm gonna figure it out.
Child, it don't matter what the power is. I don't care if the power is that I could weaponize the color purple.
You see, I'm going to
be Harold with that crayon.
Huh? Even if I could just, like, make bubbles appear or something, I'm going to, like...
Child, I'm going to make the bubbles appear off in the cash machine slot.
Exactly. See, this is the problem with us. We don't know how to act.
Yeah.
But that's why someone should give us powers.
Not I knew wood. That I would be a really good villain when I watched the show Misfits when I was a kid. Because there was this guy in like season 2 who could control milk, and he started posting videos on YouTube because nobody knew about the powers. They were trying to keep him like undercover. You should watch Misfits, actually, Andrew. You probably like it. It's on Netflix, but only watch like the first 2 or 3 seasons because then it kind of goes off the rails. But there was this guy who could control milk, and then all the other people with power started coming out, and they were like, yeah, I could do this. I could do this. I could do this. But everybody else had a cooler power. And this dude could control milk. So he got mad. He started trying to kill everybody, like, via lactose intolerance. So he never could have got me.
Well, you're already lactose intolerant.
Exactly. So I never would have drank the milk. He never would have got me.
That's smart, though. Maybe we just need, like, the YouTube channel of us using whatever subpar power it may be.
Nah, because then other people, that's what happened to him. Other people going to come out, and they going to have better powers. And then you're going to have to kill them. So I might not have to kill him, but I'm gonna figure out some kind of way to get paid off of me being able to control milk.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not asking for a lot. I just need money.
Child, give me the superpower. It's like you put the check in my hand. I'll figure it out.
Exactly. Just give me a crumb and I'll, what is the saying? Or give me an inch and I'll go a mile. There it is.
How about that? Absolutely that, but not too much, because I don't need to be able to do like magic, because if I could do magic, I would use it on people. Dude, all the time, and I'd be a menace.
Any branch of magic, like, I don't even care. It could be like the Harry Potter magic. It could be like Zatanna magic. I don't care. I'm about to fuck it up.
And don't let me get the rhyming magic, because quiet as it's kept, I'm Dr. Seuss in this hole. The way I'd be like, okay, fuck it. I wish that you could only piss in a bucket. How about that?
The way I'm about to come out like Nicki Minaj every 5 minutes. Like,
is that the thing that I get for putting you in your mouth? Okay, so I'd be too God in this hoe. I'd be like, something, something, something. It's about to drizzle. Open up the cash machine. Let me get some money for Brizzle. Like, I'll figure it out.
That would be so much fun. Oh, God, that's the kind of magic we need because we don't know how to act. Everywhere we go,
it just has to rhyme. Horrible rhymes. Child. That's it? I could make it rhyme now.
Oh, God. I can just, the possibilities are endless of that. That's the kind we need. We just established it. We need rhyming magic.
No, let me have to use a wand. I'll be wicked with it. Don't play, not too much. Don't play with me.
See, but I don't want the Constantine magic because he remembers like actual, like,
he gotta learn Spanish and Latin. Yeah. And I don't want, like, it's like the magicians. Like, I don't want to go to magic grad school. I don't want to go to grad school now.
And then the magicians, they did math with it too. Like, could never be me.
Child, they was learning other languages, doing maths. The hand signals even, because they had to be precise. They did a whole little mini documentary on the hand signals and the magicians. And I was like, I took one look at that and I said, hell no, because y'all throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, I don't want that one. That one's, I mean, if you give it to me, I'm going to use it, but I don't want that one.
Yeah, if you give it to me, I'm going to use it. But also, everybody in magicians, they explain how people use magic. And basically, the more depressed you are, the more likely you are to be really good at magic. So I'd rather be bitch, alive. I'd rather be alive, you know?
I'm about to tear it be alive up in the magic world.
And like, what's the word? I might lean into the chance that I might be completely happy someday. Rather than being rich and a really powerful magician. No, I'd rather take the chances on being rich the other way.
Yeah, you're right. But still.
I don't know. Let me try it first.
Give it to me. Yeah. I gotta know what I know.
I could give up magic at the ripe old age. What's a good retirement age? 32.
25. Oh. We were all not on the same page. I would have been retired if I could.
You know what? Honestly, people were getting so upset, getting put out of break bills. Too much for me and the magicians, because the way I only need a little magic. And they only did it a couple times where somebody exploded an ATM. I would have been like,
Yeah, it's not like I'm asking for a lot. You know,
I am asking for a lot because I'm going to do it to every ATM I pass.
To be honest, same. To be, yeah. Yeah.
And I will faithfully go and make them deposits right in my own bank account.
I was just thinking, you know, there's a lot of ATMs in this town. You walk like 5 minutes, there's an ATM.
Exactly. And if you know, barbershop, like the Ice Cube movie where they steal the ATM, that would be me, except I wouldn't even steal it.
Ugh. Yeah, no, exactly. I would. Oh, God.
Be Naruto in this hole.
I was thinking that when you said the hand symbols, I'm about to be like shadow cloning and whatever. That's the only thing I fucking
shadow money Naruto. Jutsu.
Money jutsu. Oh, so you can't even give me Naruto powers. I'm gonna fuck it up somehow.
Nah, you can give me Naruto powers because I would use them like for evil. Because I would, all the stuff I don't want to do, I'm gonna make my clone do it. I'd be like, okay, write this essay. Okay, you better go down to the shop and don't run into nobody. Because if you turn into a log and I gotta go down there and get my own groceries, I'm gonna be pissed. Like,
how fucking funny would it be to see you like Naruto running down the hill? That would be the fucking funniest thing. And I'll be like, oh, there goes that shadow clone again.
No, my favorite run they do is when they start doing the quote-unquote Naruto run, and then they, like, jump up and then appear just a little bit further ahead, or they're, like, jumping from tree to tree doing this run. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but it is. It's ridiculously funny.
I don't know. I've never seen the whole Naruto. I'm fake like that.
You've never seen Boruto's dad? That was like a meme, because for some reason the company that puts out Naruto, they were like, yeah, something, something, Boruto and Boruto's dad. And everybody was like, Boruto's dad? We've never heard of him before. Who could it be?
Ain't that Naruto?
It is Naruto.
That's so stupid. Well, it's the same name, literally.
Okay. Also,
just one other letter.
This is going to sound stupid, but I'm anti-Boruto for the stupidest reason, just because I was like, oh, no. Absolutely not. Like, I wanted to see a show about young adult Naruto, because I already had Shippuden where he's like an older young man, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, where's Naruto as a sensei? You know, where's Naruto like living his best life as an adult? You know, I was like, now he got kids he don't take care of. This is like Legend of Korra. I'm like, damn. So it's like, you ain't even at home for your kids either.
Can't blame him.
And your hairline is receding, so you finna be bald like, hey.
that's what you get.
I don't have anything else to talk about. That's all for this week's episode of True Believers.
Yeah, again, good movie. Recommend it to everybody. But thank you for all your support, and we will see you next week.
We're available on all major streaming platforms. And if you really like the show, please leave us a review and continue sharing with your friends. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you want to leave a suggestion on what we read or watch, you can find and DM us on social media. You can email us, leave us a voicemail at 650-761-2629, or join our Discord. If you'd like to support the show by buying us a coffee, quote unquote, our link is in the description.
Okay, thanks everybody again. Bye.
Bye.